USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An FDA advisory panel has recommended that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine should have a booster shot. But whether the vaccines can be mixed and matched and still be effective is uncertain. Dr. Peter Marks is the head of the FDA Center for Biologics and Evaluation Research.
We don't know from these short-term studies what the longer-term effect of mix and match will be.
Former President Clinton will spend some more time in the hospital after a urological infection spread through his body. Doctors say he's recovering fine and that his wife Hillary has been with him. President Biden called to wish him well.
He's doing fine. He really is. And he's going to be released from the hospital. And we talked about, which we were going to do before, getting together. I haven't seen him in a while. I'm going to come over and have some lunch and talk.
Doctors say his hospitalization is not heart or COVID related. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those three eggs twice a day because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.